Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The other problem with this is she could be called to the stand as a witness for either the prosecution or the defense. There's nothing stopping that from happening. It's not a spouse. Now, of course, she could plead the fifth, but she could be called up there. Again, who knows? I mean, I'm not saying she knew any of this, had any knowledge. She's an innocent woman, never been charged with anything. But if she does have knowledge of things, if they can show that she had knowledge of some things, there could be some deals made where it's like, look, you're going to be a witness for the prosecution or we're going to charge you. I think the exact same thing could happen with the kids as well.
No question. Like, I think the kids are in serious peril. Like, I think that they've been sniffing around the kids. Mm-hmm. As far as the mother goes, it's, you know, and again, like you said, like I'm not insinuating that she had any part in it, but it's hard to believe that as close knit as this family was, that she had no knowledge of any of it going on. I mean, this was just a constant occurrence that was happening. And like, I don't know where she lived in proximity to him. I don't know how often she was on the properties. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, a lot of times when you look at, you know, if you go back and look at Notorious B.I.G., I mean, he was super tight with his mother.
Yeah.
Like his mother was his hero. His mother was a single mother. You know, his mother always had his back. You know, I mean, she basically was running his career at certain points and, you know, until it kind of outgrew her, but she was always his ride or die.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that relationship in terms of what he told her or what he didn't tell her is going to have to be probed by the feds. And they're certainly going to come at her in terms of trying to get information. It's kind of the same thing that we've been talking about as we've started like delving into this case. It's, you know, every single person that is sucked into the fold by the feds is going to be used as somebody who can provide information in exchange for lessening the time that they're looking at. I mean, that's just how the feds operate. Like I said, you know, this is unusual in the sense that they got the big fish first.
Yeah.
Usually they have to work their way up that chain to get them. And like in this situation, it gives the feds so much leverage because they're not necessarily now they could focus on just getting all of the bad guys instead of working their way up the bad guy chain in the chase of getting the biggest bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, they've already got him theoretically.
Yeah.
I can't see anybody above him. So, you know, that gives them free rein to just go after everybody and gives them free rein to make whatever deals they want to make in terms of getting information. You know, I mean, whereas they're somewhat hamstrung a little bit in situations where they've got people that they've brought in and indicted where they're trying to get them information. They're doing proffers with them. They're saying, all right, look, you better tell us what's up here or you're going down for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. If you help us, we'll knock a lot of that off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or not charge you at all. But all that's going to be within their discretion. And what I'm saying is because they've got their primary target, that gives them all kinds of room to work in terms of trying to get as many people sucked into this web yeah. as possible.
And there's willful ignorance, probably a lot of it that went on within the family of Diddy as we speculate on this. I mean, it's easy to overlook things when you have that kind of money and wealth
That's right.
and power just at your disposal. And I'm guessing that those close to him pretty much could get anything, do anything they wanted. And the last thing they wanted was for that ride to end. So 100%. While they may not have been necessarily participating, hopefully not, in some of the stuff that Diddy was doing, one could look at that probably in some cases and go, how did you not see that going on? But that's where the willful ignorance comes in. Whereas maybe a reasonable person that doesn't have access to all that could look at this on the outside going, well, that's pretty obvious. That's right in front of you. But if you're just kind of tuning it out to take advantage of all the goods, it's somewhat easier to understand why one may just go, well, he does his thing over here. I don't need to know about it. And
right.
I'm going to stay over in this
corner. Which is exactly what was happening. I mean, there's going to be no question that there's going to be that ultimately you're culpable mm-hmm. and to a certain extent, you know, I mean, whether or not they're going to be culpable by way of the criminal process is unknown, but they're certainly going to be culpable through the civil process, you know, and it just depends. It depends on what they knew. It depends on what they could have done, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of stopping it from happening. And if their choice was money over people's safety and well-being, and they've allowed people to become victims of this guy knowing that it was going on, because we're talking about different people than yeah. the people that were literally, you know, injecting the you know, whatever yeah. they were putting in the baby oil, or the ones that were procuring the sex workers to come in and procuring just all the people or kids trying to come up, making careers for themselves. You know, it's like there's so many cases, and we have the whole Menudo thing with you know, Menendez yeah. coming down. And, you know, it was the same thing. You have these guys that are kingmakers that you into a star, mm-hmm. that's a huge amount of power to have over somebody. And, you know, it's the whole thing is so sick, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and people are susceptible to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, we just live in a world where, you know, everybody's running and chasing the money, and everybody's running and chasing the fame. And, you know, people just check their morals and their common sense at the door sometimes in the chase, you know, and it's unfortunate. And, you know, and when you have a monster that's taking advantage of that, knowing that that's how people are, you know, that's what makes them the worst of the worst. You know, that's why you punish those in power that have that kind of stranglehold over people in terms of being able to affect their lives in such profound ways that those are the people you really want to hammer yep. because just abusing the power like that is unforgivable. Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.